Sweetest friends, we are continuing our series of Shira Misiyata Dishmaya in the topic of Talmudic methodology. We've seen Niflos Mitaras Hashem on this topic, and we will continue Beitzos Hashem Darkeinu. We are in the Sefer HaMidot Lecheker HaHalacha of Rav HaGaon Rabbi Moshe Avigdor Amiel, who was the Rav HaRashi of Antwerp, Belgium, and afterwards Tel Aviv, and was the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivat HaYishuv, Yishuv, famous yeshiva, the Gadol, so many important personalities. And we are on page Lamed Tes of the Sefer, Chelek Beis Os Mem Ches. So we've been discussing Kiddushin. That Kiddushin, as we spoke about in the previous shir, is a Musag Mishpati. It is a legal concept. And the Gemara said, okay, so if it's a legal concept, then how come you don't say Hadas Baldin Kameidim Tami? Like Mamanis. Like in a Mishpat of Mammon, you can do Hadas Baldin Kameidim Tami. But why by Kiddushin don't we say Hadas Baldin Kameidim Tami? And then the Gemara's Teretz is because Hasam lo kachayv lachrini, hacha kachayv lachrini. So what's the Gemara's Teretz? The Gemara's Teretz is, explained to Rav Amiel, Advarim, hatam lo kachayv lachrini. In other words, there, in the case of mamonis, you're not being mechayv of other people. So it's beseder. There you could be moda. But here, the reason we don't say adas maldin kameidim dami is because you're mechayv of other people. And that we don't allow you to do. What's mechayv of other people? Well, now nobody can marry her. Right? Because now she's usher to the whole world. There are other explanations given there shown on what the chayv lachrini is. So what's Pashu Pshat in the Gemara? Pashu Pshat in the Gemara is it's not telling us anything conceptual here. It's just giving us a Pashu Teretz that the reason you can't say Hodas Baldin Kameidim Dami is by Kiddushin is because there's a chayv lachrini, whereas by Mamanus there isn't, so you can't say Hodas Baldin Kameidim Dami. But otherwise, we can learn Kiddushin from Mamanus, Dover, Dover. Adem here, Adem there. So, in our methodological series, we have seen time and again how the Gemara isn't just talking about, isn't just giving us local solutions to various problems, but really is telling us fundamental conceptual distinctions. And here as well, what is the Gemara's Teretz? That hinam rak l'ra'aya al zeh. This is just a raya. This is just a simen. This is just an indication. Shenavin et musag ha'ishut. Lo al pi hatzad harishon. Not on the first sad that we spoke about in the previous shir. That, as the Makshin understood, that there's a musag mishpati of kiddushin, and what that means is that the person, this is the suffix, is the person the one making the whole din? He's creating the whole din? And then the Torah is just giving her stamp of approval on it? The Torah is ma'asher the hiskem? But the man and the woman are ba'alei din mamash, they're po'alei ha'din mamash? Or no? Are they just Paul the Metzias of the Maisa Kedushin, and the Dinim are Din Torah, because we're in the Mita now of Metzias and Din? Like the Tzir of Dinei Nefashos and Dinei Knasos. In other words, the Etzim Chi of Misa, that's made by the Beis Din. All the person does is make a Metzias where he killed somebody, but the ultimate Din is the Beis Din. Here also, maybe the ultimate din is not him, it's the din Torah. When you make Kiddushin, you just made the Metzias, you gave her the money and your Mekadesher, but the din is made by the Torah. You just created the Metzias to enable the din. Or do we say no? That even the din you created, and the Torah just says that, yeah, this is a good Heskem. When there's a sale, there has to be Gemiras Das. Here also the Torah says this Gemiras Das, you both want to be married. So, but you're really the ones creating the marriage. Just like in Mamonis, you're the ones, this is the famous Yisod of Reb Shimon, that this is even before the Torah, that there's a Musag Mishpati of Bailus, and on that is built Lo Sig the Sigzal. We've discussed a lot in the past. That I own this, and on top of that, the Torah says, okay, once you own it, it's also for other people to steal. So too, I did this Metzias of Kedushin, and it could be we made the din of Kedushin, just like Mamonis. And then the Torah is just giving its stamp of approval. Yeah, there was Gemiras Das here, but it's our, we're Poel the din. It's a huge Kiddush to say, we're Poel the din. Or maybe no, we're just Poel the Metzias, and the Torah is Poel the din. Do we compare it to Mamonis Mamish, that we're even Poel the din? Like by Mamonis, that if I sell you something, so we, the sale is between us, and just the Torah gives its stamp of approval that we had proper Gemiras Das. But the sale starts with us. Maybe Kiddushin also, it's all us, basically. So the Gemara's Teretz is a Raya that we should not understand it the first way, that it's all us, that we're making the Metzias and the Din, but rather, the Al Pi HaTzad HaSheni, that we're just making the Metzias. Because that's the Klal Gadol, that a person can only be Mechayev himself, because then he's the Baal Din. But he can't be Mechayev other people, because he's not a Baal Din. He has no bias over other people. If Kedushin are Mechayev other people, from Dante's Gedringen, from here's a Raya, that you can't compare the legal concept, the Musaga Mishpati of Kedushin, to the Tzad HaRishon, to the Tzad to say that it's their Poel HaDin Mamish. Rather to the Tzad HaSheni, v'shneim abal v'shayin em b'zeh b'tor ha-ba'alei din, el rak b'tor ba'alei ha-metzi'ut, sheba'ofen shekazeh ein klal ha-din shel hodat ba'al din, ela klal shel al pi shneim edin, shezot omeret shelo nekba'a musag ha-meshpati ela rak al yidei ha-edim. So, you can't compare the musag of Kiddushin to the Tzad HaRishon, rather to the Tzad HaSheni. The man and the woman are not Baalei Din, because they're Mechayev others, and you don't have the right to be Mechayev others. The very fact that other people are now being disadvantaged, that is a Raya, that this is not to be conceptualized, Kedushin is not to be conceptualized as Dinei Mamonis, as purely Mishpati. Rather, you're making the Metzias, they're making the Metzias of him giving her the money. And the din is made by the Torah. Al pi shnayim edin. That the shnayim edim, they create, the Torah says that these shnei edim, they're the ones making the Kedushin. They're the ones who are kaveh the musaga mishpati. When it comes to Mamonis, the two people, even if they're no Edom, lo evri sadi el shakri, like the Gemara says, Edom are just there to ensure that you don't lie when it comes to Mamonis. So if I borrow $1,000 from you, I owe you $1,000 whether they're Edom or not, we're the ones who make the Metzias, we're the ones who make the Din. By Kedushin, no. The Metzias is made by the husband and the wife, but they can't make any Din. Why not? Because they're Mechayev others. And therefore, there cannot be a musug of hodas baldin kameidim tami. Without the shnayim edim, it's garnished. You need the shnayim edim. You need the Torah, because the Torah is making the rule here, and not you. You're not the Bialim. As opposed to Mominus, where you're completely the Bialim. Here, you're not the Bialim over this Maisa, because you're disadvantaging others. So that's all we're talking about, the very creation of the Kedushin. Because when they themselves admit that there were no Edom on the Kedushin, we just wanna the boy and the girl say, hey, we want to be married al dehodaz baal din, and that's a musag mishpati, that's a purely legal concept, and that's not shayach here, because sorry Charlie, other people are being disadvantaged. The moment other people are being disadvantaged, you don't have that power. You can't disadvantage other people. That proves it's not purely a musag mishpati mamoni. There, hodas baal din kem edim dami works. But here, where other people are being disadvantaged, that shows that you are not bialim here, because you are not completely in control of the din. Because you have no control over other people. You have no bialis over other people. So merely you need the two edim, and we don't say hodas being kamal me'edim dami. But let's say this couple, this pool folk, as they say in Portuguese, says, listen, we got married at the Marina del Rey on March the 26th, 1987, in front of Ploni Valmoni, our Adem, Rabbi Chaim Shiner, some men, Schwartzstein, and the other rabbi, Rabbi L. One is a long name, one is a short name. And unfortunately, they both made Aliyah, and you can't reach either of them. They both, it was very difficult for them to be rabbis. They burned out, and they're both living on separate villages, one all the way up north, one all the way down south. No email, no telephone. Can't get in touch with them. But we got married in front of them. Okay? So now, we're not coming mitzad odas baal din. Now, we're coming mitzad shavya nafshay chaticha disur. They say, we already married. The etzem hishavus ha'ishus was already done. And now we want to answer ourselves in the world. We don't know, we don't have evidence that you were married, but now we want to answer ourselves in the world. We're shavi enough shichadu, so the whole world does it us. So the etzem musag of eshes is a musag mishpati, right? But afterwards, now it's a musag isuri. Now there are surim on others as well. So when we talk about the etzem ishavos, it's not only going to be a musag mishpati. If they themselves admit that there were no Edom there, so we say, you know, sorry Charlie, you're Chav Lacharini, and Chav Lacharini proves that it's not just going to be, you're not completely in charge here. When you're completely in charge, you can say, Odas Baldin Kem Edom Dami. But the second other people are going to be disadvantaged, there's no Odas Baldin Kem Edom Dami. So that's when you're the Etzem Hisavus HaKadushin. So when they say we got married in front of Edom, so the Etzem Hisavus HaKadushin, the creation of the Kadushin was cool. It was done in front of Edom. And now Vaiter, now it's a Musag Isuri. Now, after the Musag, partial Musag Mishpati of Kadushin has been done, it is partially Mishpati, right? Because there is a Kenyan here, and the Gemara learns it, Davar Davar from Mammon. So there is a relationship here to Musag HaMishpat. It is a legal contract, marriage. But now, you got married, it's also Isser. Oh, Isser, now you're in the realm of Isser. You said you were married properly, and now you're in the realm of Isser. Shavya Nafshay Chaticha Disura. They can both say, we're married, and then the whole world is, sorry, Charlie. She's a beautiful girl. There are other guys who want to marry her, but she admits that she's married to Ploni. So, sorry guys, go elsewhere. But if they say they were not married in the first place in front of Edom, so there's no Hodas Baal Din Kem Edom Dami, there's no Kedushin at all, never started. The Hamevin Yavin, whoever understands can understand, Shebezeh Silaknu Et Kol HaKushiyot Shel HaRishonim Farenfert Ala Kashis Fun DeRishonim Leuten Unzils Hezbel, according to our explanation, UBiyuchad Et HaKushiyot Shel HaRashba, and especially the Kashis of the Rashba. The Rashba says, "My shayich b'zeh chayev l'acharini. Ki'aimi chayevet l'misho." What do you mean? She's disadvantaging others. Does she owe anybody anything? She gets married, and now other people can look at her and say, "Oh, you're disadvantaging me. Go fly a kite," or as we used to say when we were younger, "Go find a short pier and take a long walk, jump in the lake." What do you have over me? She can marry whoever she wants. What's this? And if this is the reason, and if that's the reason, then why they yes believed when it says Kadashim Rifnei Ploni Uploni, and they went overseas, the rabbis went to Israel, you're never going to be able to find them again. So the answer apparently is, if I'm understanding the Rav Amiel correctly, is that the Harakachayv Lacharini is a raya, it's a proof, it's an indication, it's a simon, it's a sign. From the very fact that it's Chayiv Lachrini, it's a sign that we are not dealing with a pure Musag Mishpati. Because if we were dealing with a pure Musag Mishpati, then it wouldn't be Chayiv Lachrini. Because she has no bailus over anybody else. So in when you're talking purely about mammon, so I say that I owe you money. I say I owe you money. So I'm bailing over my money to say that I owe you money. I can do that. This is my company. This is my ball game. So there, hodas baldin kameidim dummy works. But hacha kachayv lacharini is a proof that we should understand that it's not purely a mutzag, that ishus is not purely mishpati. We are not po'alei hadin here. We are just po'alei hametzias. And it's the Torah that comes in and creates the din. And the raya that we're not po'al the din here is because if we were po'al the din, then it wouldn't be able to affect other people. You're right, nobody has any rights over her. But the fact that it's affecting other people, the fact that it's disadvantaging other people, proves that it can't be that they are the Baalei Din Mamish. Because you're only a Baal Din over yourself. You're not a Baal Din over anybody else. So when it comes to Mamanus, so you're purely a Baal Din over yourself, it's purely your transaction. So, Hodaz Baal Din Kameidim Dami. But if other people are effective, that's an indication that you're not Baali Din Mamash. You are not Poale Hadin Mamash. You're not creating the Din. You're just creating the Metzius by what you did. And it's really the Torah who makes the Din. The Torah tells you that you need to aid him. And then you're Mekudashim. The very fact that it impacts other people means that this isn't classic musag of ishus of mishpat, but rather it is a different category, similar to ishus, insofar as that you need to aid him, just like ishus needs to aid him, as we've been discussing, and just like mama needs to aid him, and this is also a musag mishpati that. It starts off being a musag mishpati, that you have a legal contract, and then from this stems the yisr. But it really is, on some level, a musag mishpati, but not totally like other mishpats, not totally like other mamanus cases. Because other mamanus cases, the people are baalim over the whole din. They are not just the subject, it is all theirs. They are no say as hadin. They are carrying the din, it's all them. You don't need anybody else, you don't need Eidim, you don't need a Beis Din. It's all in their hands. That's regular mum. But that you can only say that it's all in your hands if other people aren't being impacted. Here other people are being impacted. So if other people are being impacted, then it can't be that you're the Baalei HaDin. You're just the Baalei Metzius. You can do a certain Metzius, but it's the Torah making the din. And if that's true, we understand that no, she's not obligated anything to anybody. Yes, she can be miskadeshes to whomever she wants. The Gemara is not denying that. So what do you mean chayv lachrini? What does she owe anybody else? No, the chayv lachrini is just an indication that this is not a classical mishpat, that they are not the Baalei Hadin. Because the Baalei Hadin, you're only buying them over yourself, you're not buying them over other people. Over here, if we say that Hodaz Baal Din Kameidim Dami, then that means that they're buying them over other people, because other people are being impacted. They can choose to impact other people. Mechitesi? Can't do that. So it must be they're not mamish Baalei Din, they're just Baalei Hametzias. And the din is nikbal pi the Torah. The din is established al pi the Torah, and therefore, and the Torah says you need to aid him. So therefore, we don't say odas bal din kam aid him dummy. So no, she doesn't owe anybody anything. It's not like she's an obligation, and now she's disadvantaging them, and they have no right to disadvantage other people by getting married. They have every right to disadvantage other people by getting married. But the fact that other people are disadvantaged shows us that they are not mamish the Baalei Hadin. And if they are not mamish the Baalei Hadin, that means that you can't say Hodas Baal Din Kameidim Tami. Beautiful. And also the other kasha. Why, if they say if they're Chayv Lacharini, why are they believed to say that Niskadashim if Neploni Aploni Vochalim Dinasem? Very simply. Because once the Ishus was established, now we are in the realm of Shavya Navshayu Chaticha Disura. Because Le Devrehem, they already were married. So the Musig of Ishus was already established by the Torah. And now they are saying that Shavya Nafshi Chaticha Disura. So it's not coming Mitzat Etzim Mitzat Hodas Baal Din, that they're admitting that it happened. We don't believe them to admit that it happened, because you need two Eidim. But they're saying, no, the two Eidim already made the Yishus. So that's a done deal. Now we're in the realm of Isser. We're in the Isser ballpark. Oh, in the Isser ballpark. You want to ask yourself, you can ask yourself. When it comes to Isser, you have every right to Asur something on yourself. And they say they're in the realm of Isser. So if you're in the realm of Isser, so a person has every right to Shavya Nafshayu Chaticha Disura. B'chol ha-kushiyot halalu noflot ha-yidei zeh me'elehem kamuvan. B'hagdara zo ana la-mavdelet bein ba'al din, shu po'el et ha-din gufa, o bein ba'al ha-metziut, shu po'el rak et ha-metziut v'adin urak din Torah. So this hagdara that distinguishes between a Baal Din, who creates the Din itself, and a Baal Metzius, that he's only Paul the Metzius and the Din is a Din Torah, this Hagdar we see Lav Dafkan Dine Mamanis, but in a lot of other Inyanim Lamashal. We have a cloud, Davar Anadur Velo Davar Ha'asur. If you want to be Matpis a Neder, it has to be on something that you make a Neder for. That this should be Asur to me like X, which is something I make a Neder on, and not Davar Asur, something that's inherently Asur L'chora. L'chora, the difference between a davar ha-nadur and a davar ha-asur is that a davar ha-nadur comes al yidei ha-adam, and a davar ha-asur comes al yidei natural reality, like chelev, forbidden fats, dam, svardeya, dam, nevelis, treifis, v'chadoyme. But this Hagdara is not fitting. Because Lamashal, we have a rule, Nedarim Yigimel Amibes, Kechalas Aaron Ketrumas Omadur. If somebody asks you something, like Chala, Chala of Aaron, a coin, like the Yisr Chala and the Yisr of Truma, it's Mutter. And the Rishonim didn't understand. Why? Chala and Truma, Kamal Yideha Frashis Habayim Vami Rasam. So this is Davar HaNadur. It's like other davar hanadur. It's also like a davar hanadur. You're mafresh the chale, you're mafresh the truma. So it's ayidei adam. If the difference is between adam and mitzius hativ is, this is definitely in the category of adam. And davar ha'asur, adam, is mutter. Doesn't the neder, the davar ha'asur is mutter. So why is chale sarun, if it's ayidei? In order for it to be a valid neder, It needs to be Davar HaNadur, but not Davar HaAsur. And here, it's like Davar HaNadur. So therefore, it should be a valid neder, because you're making the challah, you're making the truma. It's not the mitziut hativit. So if it was in the natural mitzias, then we would say the neder isn't chal. But since it's davar another, the neder should be chal. Chalas, so we'd say chalas aron, it's like chal of aron, like truma. It should be aser because that's davar another, because it's ayde adam. And we said the chiluk should be ben ayde. Whether it comes Ayde Adam or whether it comes Ayde Mitzvah Sativis. If it's Ayde Adam, it's Aser. If it's Ayde Mitzvah Sativis, it's not. So then what's Pshat Kechalas Anu Trioso Mutter? It should be Aser. It's like Davar HaNadar. Achein Zeo Anyan. Shedavar Nadur Mikrei Rak Ze Shelo Rak Shemetziut HaIsur Ba Me Amirato Ela Shegam Din HaIsur Ba Me Amira Aval Lo Ken B'Makom Shemira Hiviya Rak Et HaMetziut Shel HaIsur V'Din Ino Kvar Din Torah Levad המתיר איסור על מציאות זו וזו. שאף ובין שעצם מציאות שלה עצמה התהווה על ידי אמירת האדם, בכל זאת לא נקרא דבר הנדור, אלא דבר האסור. So the union is that a davar another is this, that not only does the mitzias of the iser come from his amira, but the din ha-iser comes from the amira. It's not like that when the Amira only brings the Mitzias of the Isser, and the Din is a Din Torah that creates an Isser for this Mitzias, even though the Etzem Mitzias was made by the person. That's not a Davar HaNadur, that's a Davar HaAsur. So you get the Chiluk, sweet friends? Davar HaNadur is when the Mitzias of the Isser and the Din of the Isser came from the Amira. It's all from the guy. The guy made the Din. You have a piece of chocolate cake, and he made the mitzias that this piece of chocolate cake is usher to him, and he made the din that now this piece of chocolate cake is usher, and it's all him. But let's say you do an amira, and now din Torah steps in and it makes the din. That's not davar hanadar, that's davar haaser. And that's the difference between truma and chala and neder. Neder, the whole iser is mitzad abal yachel dvaro.
So the whole Isser, it all revolves around him. He's koiveh if it's Usser only to him, if it's Usser to other people as well, or if it's Usser only to other people. I say I have a chocolate cake here, it's Usser to me, I can say. I can say it's Usser to me and to my family. I can say it's Usser to the rest of the world and not to me. I can say who it's Usser to. It's Usser to this neighbor and not to that neighbor. I can also say it's Usser in this time and in this place. Because the Isser here is Dvaro. It's kechol hayotzei mipiv. It's all what comes out of his mouth. So he's making the mitzias of the Isser, and he's making the din of the Isser with what comes out of his mouth. And the Torah just gives tokef, Torah just gives power to the din that he was makabel on himself. Just like by Mamanus, right? We're making this transaction, and the Torah gives power that this din that we are makabel on ourselves has the Torah's stamp of approval. That there was proper Gemira's Das, it was done al Pitara, and Mimela works. But we're the ones creating the din here too. It's Kohol Yotzemi Pivyase, it's whatever comes out of his mouth. Lo Yachel Dvaro, it's all out of his mouth. So here, he's like got the Bailus, he's got complete Bailus over here. So that is called Davar HaNadur. Torah just steps in to give Tokef Ladin Shikibel al Atzma. But that's not so with Truman Chala, that al Yidei Amiraso, we're only Kovea the Metzias. The Mitzias of Truman Chala. Aval Adin hu rak din HaTorah lechud. SheHaTorah metila isurim al metziutiyim shekaele, kmo shetila isurim al nevela v'trefa v'chadome. But when it comes to Truman Chala, Ayidea miraso, we're only koveh the Mitzias of the Dvarim. The Mitzias of Chal. I'm saying there's a Mitzias here of Chala, there's a Mitzias here of Truma. But the din is only a din Torah. the Torah places Isurim on these Mitziuyot. Harav Amiel calls it Mitziutiim. I often like reading the Hebrew they used to write in the 40s and 50s. This book was actually published in 1942. Can you imagine? 1942 in Tel Aviv. So he calls it Shatorah Metila Yisurim al Mitziutiim Shekaela. Today we would say Mitziuyot. So the Torah places an Isser on different objects, on different realities. Just like the Torah Asers, Nevela and Shreifa. So Truman Chala is not in the Neder category of Davar HaNadur, but rather in the Nevela and Shreifa category of Davar HaAser. Why? Because who makes the din here? The Torah. You just said there's a Metzias of Truman Chala, and then the Torah makes dinim. You don't create the dinim of Truman Chala, the Torah does. The Torah has a lot of Dine Chala, Dine Truman. It's not all in your ballpark. Mashen came when it comes to Ndarim. Ndarim is Mitzad Loyachel Dvaro. So that gives you a lot more power. Bikitzul. Benedu Hubal Din Mamash. Ki kol adin yuchzak rak al yado. והתורה רק נותנת תוקף לזה, ולא כן בתרומה וחלה, שהוא המפריש, נקרא בעל המציאות, כי על ידי, על ידו הוקבע המציאות של תרומה וחלה, אבל לא בעל הדין. So in a nether, you're the בעל דין ממש, because the whole din is מוחזק only through you. The Torah just gives its תוקף. The Torah just gives its הכשר on it. Oh, you did this nether right, but it's really you doing it. It's not so with Truman Chala, that there the Mafresh is called the Baal HaMetzias, because through him we were establishing the Metzias of Truman Chala, but not the Baal Din, the Torah makes the Din. And what's the litmus test? The litmus test is very simple. If you can establish the parameters of the Din, then you are the pole of the Din, like a nether. Who, what, when, where, how, why, all those things, at least most of them, are determined by the person who made the nether. Mashen Kain, when it comes to Chala and Shuma, you don't have power anymore. You just say Metzias of Chala, and boom, all the Dinei Torah, like it or not, are Chal. You say Truma, boom, all the Dinei Truma are Chal, whether you like it or not. Right, it's Asur Lazarim, Vilatumeim. You didn't think about that at all, Asur Lazarim, Vilatumeim. You just thought about it should be a Metzias of Chala, it should be a Metzias of Truma. Okay, you don't have to think about it, you don't have to mention it, because the Torah does that for you. So, Hadvarim Hayu Nifloim B'Yoser, and we're not finished, there's more to say, we have to talk about Hekdesh. Because Hadpasus HaNeder is also like a carbon, and the carbon is not... It's not nitan lahagbalot, right? The carbon is unlimited. The Torah makes that din l'chora. So we have to get to that in the next shir, I hope. In the meantime, just giving you a little bit of coming attractions, but b'siyata d'shmaya, we learn niflos mamish mitayras Hashem, and I hope that just God gives us life to be able to continue. Gives me life and you life. Kol Beis Yisrael, and we should be zochet taket to the Gula Shlema B'Karev. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.